So, have you ever sent out a press release and wondered if anyone actually read it? You're not alone. Today, we're unpacking something that's changing the PR game for small businesses.
Thanks for having me. Yeah, this is a topic I'm pretty passionate about. Traditional PR felt like throwing spaghetti at the wall and hoping something stuck. AI distribution is different because it actually targets journalists who care about your story.
Right, so let's start with the basics. What exactly is AI press release distribution, and how does it differ from the old-school manual approach?
Great question. So, AI press release distribution uses machine learning to identify and target journalists who are most likely to cover your story. Instead of blasting the same release to thousands of people on a generic media list, these systems analyze things like a journalist's past articles, their stated interests, even their social media activity to find the perfect match.
That makes sense.
The big shift here is moving from measuring how many journalists received your release to measuring which ones are actually likely to act on it. Quality over quantity.
I love that. So instead of sending to everyone and hoping, you're basically finding the reporters who already cover your beat?
Exactly. And it goes beyond just keyword matching. Advanced AI tools look at context, sentiment, industry trends, and even how individual journalists have responded to different pitch types in the past. It's predictive. It learns what works.
That's wild. So what are the key features that make this approach so much better?
Three big ones. First, intelligent media targeting, finding the right journalists automatically. Second, personalized pitches at scale. AI can customize thousands of pitches at once, adjusting tone and framing based on each journalist's audience. And third, real-time performance analytics.
Wait, personalized pitches at scale? How does that even work?
So unlike those old mass email blasts, AI tools can reframe your announcement to highlight what matters most to each individual journalist's readers. Let's say you're announcing a new product. For a tech reporter, the AI might emphasize innovation. For a business journalist, it might focus on market impact. Same news, different angles.
That point about personalization at scale really sets up our next piece, how you measure success. But first, a quick word from our sponsor.
Looking to amplify your brand beyond traditional press releases? Amplifier is a next-generation content marketing company offering a partially automated omni-channel distribution model. Partnered with over 300 reputable news sites and social media channels, Amplifier helps companies of all sizes increase organic traffic and build authority in their niche. Small business or established brand, you can affordably boost your exposure and enhance your reputation. Learn more at the link in the description.
Picking up on personalization at scale. How do you actually measure whether these customized pitches are working?
That's where real-time analytics come in. These platforms track who opened your pitch, how long they engaged with it, whether they clicked on additional resources. You can see initial engagement within the first day or two. That lets you follow up strategically with journalists, showing genuine interest instead of chasing the entire list.
So you're saying I shouldn't just set it and forget it? Personal follow-up still matters?
Absolutely. The most effective approach combines AI's speed and analytical power with human creativity and relationship building. If someone opened your release three times and clicked through to your media kit, that's a warm lead. A quick, personalized follow-up can make all the difference.
I see. Interesting.
I actually had a client, small fintech startup, who used AI distribution for a product launch. The analytics showed a reporter from a niche finance blog had engaged heavily. One quick email later, they had a featured article. That never would have happened with a traditional blast.
That's a perfect example. Now, let's talk money. What are the typical costs, and how might small businesses actually benefit from this investment?
Sure. So the cost of AI press release distribution can vary widely. Basic plans can start as low as $27 per month, or around $299 per release, while full-service options often range from $500 to $2,000 or more per release, depending on distribution scope and features.
Okay, so there's quite a range there. How do you justify that ROI?
Well, think of it this way. Traditional PR agencies can charge thousands just for creating media lists and doing manual outreach with no guarantee of coverage. AI distribution improves your media coverage rates because you're targeting smarter. You're reaching journalists who actually want to hear from you. In other words, you're getting better results because the right people see your story.
Right. And small businesses can compete with bigger brands because relevance matters more than established relationships.
Exactly. AI levels the playing field. You don't need a Rolodex of contacts if your story matches what a journalist is already covering. The system finds those niche reporters for you.
So to everyone listening who's running a small business or managing marketing, have you thought about how targeted your current PR efforts really are?
Yeah, and one more thing to consider. How much of your time is being spent on manually crafting each pitch versus finding a smarter way to distribute your message to the right audience?
Definitely makes planning easier. Now, we should mention, there are concerns too, right? Like, journalists worrying about AI-generated pitches lacking authenticity?
For sure. Some journalists have expressed concerns about AI pitches containing errors or lacking perspective. That's why human oversight is critical. AI should handle the heavy lifting, targeting, personalization, analytics, but humans need to review content, ensure accuracy, and add that authentic touch. Otherwise, you might end up with a pitch that reads like a robot wrote it after 3 cups of coffee.
A caffeinated robot. That's a mental image.
Right? But seriously, data shows that around 75 to 77% of PR professionals now use AI in their workflows. While specific percentages for speed vary, many reports indicate that AI significantly speeds up work and improves quality, with some studies showing around 75 to 82% reporting improved quality.
That's reassuring. So, we've established that AI press release distribution uses smart targeting, personalizes at scale, and provides real-time analytics. The cost can range from as low as $27 per month to over $2,000 per release, but the ROI comes from better targeting and higher coverage rates.
Right. And remember, AI can also analyze historical media patterns to predict when certain topics are likely to gain traction. Timing matters. You want to pitch journalists when they're most receptive.
Makes sense. Any final advice for someone just getting started with AI PR?
Start small. Test one release. Track the analytics closely and learn what works for your industry. Use the data to refine your approach. And don't forget, AI is a tool, not a replacement for genuine relationships. Follow up personally with engaged journalists.
Perfect. Well, this has been incredibly helpful. Together, we've unpacked how AI is transforming PR for small businesses, making it smarter, more targeted, and more measurable. Thanks so much for breaking this down.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.